Okay, we will recess as the Board of Supervisors and convene as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District. This is the time for public comment for matters before us on the Flood Control and Water Conservation District. Anything in-house? Seeing none. Anything online? Public comment.
Showing none online.
Showing none online. So we will move on to item 7B. Mr. Parker, good morning.
Good morning. Matt Parker, Siskiyou County Natural Resources. I come bearing good news. As you know from the notice a few weeks ago, the Department of Water Resources approved our groundwater plans for Scott Valley and Shasta Valley. I think I can kind of stand here like I'm at the Academy Awards and thank a whole bunch of people, starting with the board, for taking this on for the community. I want to thank our technical team and our facilitation team. They were awesome. Thank our advisory committee and thank the public for all the participation. I also want to acknowledge the continued support, the awesome support we got from Pat Belines from DWR. She was our main cheerleader to her higher-ups in Sacramento and throughout DWR. Sadly, I don't know if you're aware, she's retiring. Today is actually her last day. I don't know if she's on the phone, but I was going to ask her to comment maybe later on.
She want a part-time position here?
I have poked her about any sub-consulting work she would like to do, and she has not responded.
Oh, we'll give it a couple, we'll give it a couple weeks. Come
so,
on.
We'll see. I'll keep. I told her not to go away. So I thought today would be a good opportunity to just bring up the corrective actions that we had in the plans. I don't know if you had a chance to review. Our technical lead, Laura Fogley, couldn't make it at this time, but we've chatted about the corrective actions in the plans, and they're very, very minor. Shasta has sort of three specific ones. The first one is sort of a technicality regarding mapping that we're going to actually get taken care of tomorrow, and then two data gaps that we've acknowledged in the plans, one regarding just gathering more information on geology, which we all know in Shasta is challenging, and then also gathering more data related to groundwater storage and the challenging relationship of surface water and groundwater. And then both Scott and Shasta had pretty general corrective actions that we saw across the state, providing current water budgets, which is standard for annual reports, better improving the description of the metrics for groundwater levels, better description and understanding of surface water relationships, and just increased identification of how monitoring helps with the models we use for analysis. So, you know, overall, I think we did a pretty good job getting these approved. And then also, View Valley, obviously, we didn't hear about. We expect to hear about View Valley in July. We feel it's going to be positive there as well. So I'll stop there. If there's any general questions or anything.
It might be Pat that's on the line.
It very well could be, yes.
You want to see if you get
sure.
any comment?
Battery 100%.
Hello?
Is that you, Pat?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you guys doing?
We're not happy about your retirement.
Well, I'm really happy that the GSP's passed, and I have Monique Gale and your new POC, Elise Briody. I cannot say her last name. Briody, something like that. She grew up in Mount Shasta. And just really happy that you're going to be in great hands. And so I'm sending the email around to Laura and to Matt, and they can have all her contact info. And it's been absolutely fabulous working in Siskiyou County. It's been a lot of work, and you guys put in a ton of effort, a lot of effort and time put into the GSPs, and I'm really thrilled that they passed for you. And look, I actually moved my retirement date to today from last Friday to be on this meeting. So there you go.
Pat, we appreciate greatly your help throughout this whole process. And I know that in 2 months you're going to be bored and looking for something to do. So just remember, Siskiyou, we'll welcome you back here in some form of consulting or if you're available. But thank you for all that you've done to help us get across the finish line.
Yeah, so happy, so thankful. And Elise, say hi. This is Elise.
Hello, everybody. My name is Elise Briody, and I look forward to attending a meeting in person the next time that you guys have one. But today is my first day here at the Red Bluff office. I'm transferred from the South Central Region office in Fresno.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, all.
Thank you. All right. Back to the board. Questions for Mr. Parker, Ms. Supervisor Orban?
Where do we go from here?
Just keep making it better.
Yeah.
I think one of the goals is to try to bring more regular updates to you all in terms of what's happening on the ground, how the data, information, et cetera, is getting better, how water users out in our community are grappling with this.
When do we have to have the updates to the back to the commission?
Yeah, so we had these have to be in their suggestions, so we don't necessarily have to fix these, but it's our goal to work on them. So we have 5-year updates, so that would be due by, I think it's April of 2027. I don't remember if it was January of 2027 or April of 2027. So
plenty
of time, yeah. And so we're, you know, patiently waiting on whether we award or how much of the implementation grant we get in June, and that will help with filling a lot of this.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Supervisor Howe?
Yeah, I think she dropped off. I just want to say I've worked with Municipal Lines for 20 years, I think, down there and in a previous life, and I've always known her to be just a great, reasonable voice in DWR. Mm-hmm. And if she's still listening, we're going to need some technical help on the implementation, and there should be somebody. You can put me down on your recommendation letter should we seek that position here in the county. That said, I do have a couple things going forward. One, are we making any progress, or is it timely now that we apply for the whatever the authority is to be able to do our flood irrigation as a GSA?
Oh, from a recharge aspect?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, we can apply for that as we wish. So, as you know, we were awarded funds through that Fish and Wildlife grant to recharge at SBID and also some other locations. We've still discussing how to approach the Shasta side for a recharge permit.
I'd like to see us get aggressively, you know, up running with this thing, because it's critical to Scott Valley. Mm-hmm. And then the other for Scott Valley is, I do want to just put plug in for a comprehensive water plan. Our study, if you will, for Scott Valley, in that we know a lot about the groundwater in the valley, but we don't know where it comes from. So it'd be really key for us to be able to get some of the monitoring weirs back into the trips and actually be able to calibrate the water coming in, which is the water going out and not just guessing at it the way we are.
I think we have a lot of tools in place to start doing that with modeling and the data collection to improve it. On the ground, maybe a lot of good things. I think it's there, just finding maybe the trigger to do that.
Yeah, I did some research on those weirs, and I think they've been out of commission for since the 80s.
Yeah, and DWR is another one that is supposed to be wrapping up those. So.
Yeah, okay. Welcome.
Okay. Congratulations to you, Mr. Parker, and Ms. Nielsen as well. I know when we first rolled this out, there was a lot of controversy for our constituents, but I think the milestone here is that it's local control, and that's what we set out to do versus having the state be the one in control. So applaud your efforts greatly, and our consultants, and Ms. Line and her group. So anyway, thank you. And with that, I guess I, information only on this, we don't have to do anything.
Well,
done.
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Minute approval on 7C and D, if we can do both.
If you'd like to do both, that's fine. I've got no corrections for either one.
Okay.
Move to approve.
Both?
Second.
Yes. Both. Okay. Motion and second. Ms. Wendy?
All righty. Director Halp?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Hobson?
Aye.
Thank you.
We'll adjourn as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District and convene as County Service Area Number 3. This is a time for public comment for CSA 3. Anything in the house? Seeing none. Anything online?
Showing none online.
None online. We'll go to minute approval. Again, if we can do both, B
yeah.
and C.
B and C, I've received no corrections.
Okay.
Move to approve B and C.
Second.
Okay.
Director Halp?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
Director Cobson?
Aye. And we'll adjourn as County Service Area 3. And we will convene as County Service Area 4. Item 9A is public comment for County Service Area 4. Anything in-house? Nothing. Anything online?
Showing none online.
Okay, we'll move to the consent agenda. Item 9B,
move to approve.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second.
Okay. Director Halp?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Cobson?
Aye. And then we have minute approval for County Service Area 4.
And no corrections
for
there.
For both C and D?
Yeah, neither one had corrections.
Okay.
Both.
Thank you.
Second.
We have?
Okay. Director Halp?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Cobson?
Aye. Sure.
Would item B require forfeits?
No, it's the contract. It's not the transfer. So we'll adjourn as County Service Area 4 and reconvene as the Board of Supervisors, and we'll be at 10A. This is the local emergency for drought declaration. Who's taking this up?
It's Barney.
I'll go ahead.
Okay.
Angela Davis, County Administrator. The recommended action today is to terminate the local drought resolution.
Thank you. And that's based on, I think, what we've heard earlier from public comment, but I think that is what Mr. Shinoni has as well, is the data to back that up because of I'll call it the abundance of water that we have.
Correct, and I believe that there will be an announcement tomorrow from NSW with that same data facts. So.
And is it appropriate for this board to send a letter to the governor's office with regard to removing us from the emergency drought declaration, because we're carved out, is still in it, I think, under?
Absolutely, we can make that request.
Okay.
And we can back that with the fact that we canceled our local.
Pardon me?
Yeah, that we've canceled
or
terminated
we
our local.
We could just advise that we have canceled
right.
the local and that we are requesting the governor to do the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Motion.
Yes.
And
to terminate, we need a motion to terminate, correct?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
I'll make that motion.
And I have a second.
All righty. Okay, Supervisor Halp?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Cobson?
Aye.
Do we need a motion on the letter?
Do we need a motion on the letter? And
no,
do we
that
have
would
to come back for it? Or
that would be just a recommendation, and then we'll bring it back to the board for signature.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ask your question.
Go ahead.
That's not going to be until
June.
Correct.
Can we just authorize the board to sign?
Yeah, can we and bring it back to have it ratified?
Correct.
Okay.
That.
How's that?
Absolutely.
That's more timely. Thank you.
Go ahead, Mr. Kuhn.
You may want to make a motion for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Before it was just kind of general direction.
Right.
Gotcha. I'll make a motion to pin a letter to the governor and requesting rescind the drought declaration for our county and authorize the board chair or the vice chair to sign.
Okay.
And ratify at our next meeting.
I will second that.
Okay.
All righty.
Hold
Supervisor.
On. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
We can do that. I just wanted to also mention that there was discussions about Tule Lake, about their situation. So that may be brought separately.
So I'll
just make sure that the letter identifies that.
So my understanding is that the Klamath Basin has a 200% snowpack, but only receiving 55% of their allocation. I think that needs to be recognized because the Sacramento and Central Valleys are at 100% allocations, and yet the Klamath Basin Tule Lake project in particular up there, they're at 55%.
Mm-hmm.
So the water's there, and at this point, to me, it would be a man-made drought. It wouldn't be weather-driven.
We have Brian Shinoni on the yeah. Oh,
okay.
Questions.
All right. Mr. Shinoni. Good morning.
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. This is Director Shinoni. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, excellent. So what I want to do is move to, as you said, terminate the current drought, but also the Tule Lake situation. I would like to push another declaration towards you to the board, which will be understanding that it is a man-made drought and is not a natural drought. So I'm waiting for some information based off of that. And then once we have that, we'll push that to the next Board of Supervisors meeting. So it's fully understood that it, with the snowpack and where we are at with the current water situation, that it is not a natural drought, it's man-made based off of the situation in Tule Lake. So that's what that will address.
And Mr. Shinoni, you wouldn't have a problem if we had something prepared prior to the next board meeting that could be ratified at the next board meeting, so it's consistent with what we've just given a motion to a letter to the governor? Is that
absolutely
right? Okay. And that would be my preference
for
board members, I think sooner than later, because
right.
June, are they turning on in June? Or are they getting water now, as Neil said? Tule Lake? Yeah.
Elizabeth Nielsen, Deputy County Administrator. It is my understanding that irrigation, Klamath Project irrigation, was set to start ahead of June 1st.
Okay.
I can confirm that.
Okay. Okay. And I think the last thing to acknowledge in this is that my understanding, zero water allocation is going to the refuge at this point as well. Is that correct?
I believe as part of that allocation, there was
going
to be some dedicated to the Tule Lake refuges. I don't know if there was a set number, but
okay.
Again, I will follow up on
okay.
that.
Okay, okay, because that should be addressed as well, that the refuge requires water now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Point of clarification, in my opinion, Shasta and Scott are also in a political drought. So,
political,
driven by the politics. So why are they, wouldn't they be part of this resolution?
I think it has more to do with the allocation. I mean, at this point, you're talking about curtailments on the stuff in Shasta,
yeah.
versus the federal government being in control of
mm-hmm.
The water in Tule Lake.
Yeah.
And
those curtailments they're unprecedented in history,
mm-hmm.
given the water here we've had this
mm-hmm.
year.
And I think that would hopefully be addressed in what we'd send to the governor on our termination of the drought. That would be addressed with in particular to Scott and Shasta.
Okay.
Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So I just want to put a plug in that should the governor ignore us, I want to come back with the same form of resolution
mm-hmm.
Or declaration for Shasta and Scott at a later date.
Okay. Anything that we're missing, Mr. Kiernan? Nothing more we need to do on this end?
No, I would just recommend as an individual, you can speak with staff as to.
Okay.
Supervisor Hoffman, particularly, it sounds like you have some ideas, and you can speak with staff to make sure that's included in the letter.
Okay.
I have a motion on the table.
Yep, yes. We have not taken a vote for that one yet.
Go ahead.
Okay. Supervisor Hill?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Cox?
Aye. And I think we're at 10B, illegal cannabis cultivation.
So you had
I have a public comment. I want to see if there's a staff report first of any kind. Nothing. Ms. Wallace, come on up.
Sorry.
It's all right. This is why we have public comment, right?
Susan Wallace, Farmbrook. There's something going on. We've been dealing with the pot growing issues quite directly, and what we're seeing is there have been a lot of the pot growers that have owned lots out there that refuse to pay their assessments and that type of thing, so we've been leaning and foreclosing. But all of a sudden, some of these that are past due and have been pre-leaned are coughing up bucks. For us, it's a big amount of money, so anywhere between $18,000 and $2,000 to bring their accounts up to snuff. It's hard to think that they're doing that just out of the goodness of their heart. So a suspicion that we have, and some of the information that we're getting in now, is that they're moving back in to grow. Countering that, though, we have a lot of known grows that have been somewhat abandoned that don't appear to be gearing up this year. In any case, we'd like to see the emergency marijuana issue continue for whatever help that gives us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Wishes of the board, go ahead.
I have a comment. Maybe at the sheriff's office, since this is, a declaration in his realm, I'd like to know whether or not there is a close connection between the illicit cannabis grows and the fentanyl distribution in the county, and whether or not the fentanyl should be included in this at a future date.
Angela Davis, County Administrator, I will definitely reach out to the sheriff to have that clarified. Also, I will state that pursuant to the sheriff's request that this item be extended, and that he is currently in the process of rewriting the resolution, and that may be a component of that resolution of that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Wishes of the board?
Move to extend.
I have a motion to extend.
Second.
And a second.
Okay. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsef.
Aye. For item 10C, local emergency relief to the McKinney fire. Is this Mr. Shinoni as well, do you know, or is it, I think, or is it Mr. D? Mr. Dean, good morning.
Good morning to you. Rick Dean, Community Development Director. This item is more in the realm of Office of Emergency Services associated with the debris flows. I can just tell you that the cleanup process is pretty much coming to an end here as far as properties and so forth being cleaned up. I know there's been a lot of work done on some of the drainages there. You can not see it here distinctly where timber's been laid down perfectly clear to the stream flows to assist with that. Also, the Yurok Tribe has received a grant from NCRP to do work out there as well.
So we're looking to extend or terminate?
I would say at this point, based on, Brian, but I would
think he's on the line.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah. Director Shinoni?
Evening, Board of Supervisors, or morning, Board of Supervisors, Director Shinoni. I would like to move to extend this for at least 30 more days while we have some melt. We have seen a little bit of an increase on flows through some of the debris flows, and with the hydrology change from the burn, I feel like that would be something to just keep an eye on as that post this this extension, we would move to terminate after this.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Supervisor Hall.
Move to extend with a comment afterwards.
Okay, I have a motion to extend.
I'll second.
And I have a second, further discussion.
Yeah, just be nice if Brian's still listening, if you could give us a presentation or a briefing on the work that you're out intend to do for watershed recovery. That's on for today.
Okay.
Yes, can you still hear me? Am I still on?
Yep, you're there.
Absolutely. So that's something we're working with right now through with multiple agencies. One of the main concerns right now is we just don't know where the water's going, and especially as we're starting to see this increase in melt and increase in water flow, the debris and sediment from the fires has been pretty significant, and we want to see what that looks like moving into the kind of the spring thaw, especially with these warmer days. So I agree with you, Supervisor Help. I think having a sit down and understanding really for a presentation here at the board would be outstanding, that we can get those people and myself on the same page to give you that report, because I think this is really significant, not only for the Klamath watershed, but also for the people of the Klamath River community and the Highway 96 corridor, especially, and a lot of people are forgetting too, the Yeti and China fire that we had as well.
Appreciate that.
Okay, thank you. All right, I think we're at the vote.
Okay, Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsel?
Aye. 11A, appointments, County Clerk, Tenet Community Services District.
Yeah, this one is a vacancy that they have due to a resignation on the Tenet Community Services District. This would be for a short term ending December 6, 2024. We did the posting after the district had their 60 days to do their posting and was unable to find anybody to fill the vacancy. The board then in turn has another 30 days to do that process. And as of today, we have not received any letters of interest, and actually today is the last and only day the Board of Supervisors could make an appointment. So at this point, we do not have anybody interested. And
okay.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Thank
right.
you.
So no action.
No action.
Thank you. Item 12, A, B, and C, if possible. Is there any corrections to the minute?
I've received none for any of those three.
Okay.
We're going to do approve all three.
Second.
Okay.
Okay. Supervisor Hopp?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsel?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Well, can we move into public hearings? Are you good, Ms. Randy?
Yeah, I don't think they'll take too long.
Okay. So we're going to start with public hearings. 13A, County Clerk. This is the second reading of an ordinance amending Title II, Chapter 12, Section 2-12.101 of the City County Code.
Okay, yes, this is the proposed ordinance. It's amending the title and chapter as you spoke about. It's increasing the clerk's fees essentially $1. So confidential marriage licenses would go from $78 now to $79. This is a state of California fee, and we just have to have our ordinance to reflect the same increase in the fee.
Okay. Is there any presentation of correspondence?
No correspondence received at the clerk's.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies? Nothing. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence? Nothing online?
Join online.
Nothing in-house? Opponents, arguments, and or evidence? Anything online?
Join online.
Anything in-house? Public comment on this item?
Showing none online.
Nothing online. Anything in-house? Seeing nothing. There's no rebuttal by proponents and no rebuttal by opponents, and we will close the hearing.
Correct.
Discussion from the board, and if nothing, I'm looking for a motion and a second.
I move to approve.
Okay. Starting second.
Okay. Alrighty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsel?
Aye.
Thank you.
We'll move on to item 13B, community development, public hearing. consider resolutions approving the rescission reentry of Williamson High School.
Thank you. This is Bernadette Sisson, assistant planner. Caven Crawford has proposed to rescind his property from the existing Williamson High contract, which currently has two different property owners, and to create a contract consisting solely of property under his ownership. The project site is on Freeman Road, north of the community of Grenada. The historic and continued use of the land is grazing for commercial beef cattle and 50 acres of hay for hay production. During the initial review of the project, it was found one 27-acre parcel does not meet the minimum parcel size requirement. The applicant was notified of the issue and provided information on the boundary line adjustment process to bring the substandard parcel into compliance. The applicant has since responded that the reduced tax rate of that particular piece of property would not offset the cost of a boundary line adjustment, and he'll not be pursuing that option. Staff would recommend to first address the issue of a multi-owner contract by amending the existing ag preserve to remove this property, rescission of the subject property from the existing contract, and create an individual ag preserve and corresponding contract consisting of only Mr. Crawford's property. Secondly, to address the issue of the substandard parcel, staff would bring a recommendation to the board to issue a notice of non-renewal for the substandard parcel prior to September 2023 in order to meet the noticing requirements. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt a resolution approving the rescission of the applicant's property and re-entry of the new Williamson Act contract and amendment to the agricultural preserve. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Presentation of correspondence.
No correspondence at the clerk's level.
Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anything online?
Sure, no online.
And nothing in-house. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anything online?
Showing them online.
Anything in-house? Saying nothing. Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Online?
Showing them online.
In-house? Saying none. Public comment? Anything online?
Showing them online.
Anything online? Anything in-house? Nothing in-house. There's no rebuttal by proponents, and there's no rebuttal by opponents. Can we close the hearing?
It's
close
just
the hearing discussion by the board. Any questions by the board? No? So the one that we're separating to keep him or keep them as the sole contract, they meet the requirements of the Williamson.
Correct.
Without this other parcel that you're talking about.
Yes.
And how big is the other parcel?
It has the 127-acre parcel that we'll do the non-renewal on, but to start, we'll put it all under one contract together so we can avoid that multi-owner contract situation that they're currently in.
So is there an additional cost for the landowner to remove that one out?
No.
It's just formality?
The county will issue a recorded document that we take care of.
Okay. Okay. Wishes of the board.
Second.
And that's the recommended motion, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren? And Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye. Item C, public hearing to consider resolution directing staff to issue non-renewal for 87 acres under Williamson Act contract number 7036. Landon.
Thank you again. This is Bernadette Sisson, assistant planner. Kathleen Landon has proposed to rescind her property from the existing Williamson Act contract and create a new contract consisting solely of property under her ownership. Her property is currently under contract with one other property owner. The project site is on Easy Street, south of the city of Puerto Rico. According to the applicant, the historic and current use of the property is the commercial breeding and training of equines. Pursuant to the Siskiyou County rules for the establishment and administration of agricultural preserves and Williamson Act contracts, commercial horse breeding is an allowed use when evidence is provided which shows the source of revenue covers the cost of the operation. Staff has requested this evidence from the applicant. The evidence has not been submitted as of now. Additionally, during the review, review of the parcel creation, it was discovered that two of the three subject parcels are substandard in size at 2.8 acres and 38.8 acres. The owner has not provided evidence necessary to meet county requirements to determine the legitimacy of the commercial ag use, and a portion of the subject property does not meet the minimum parcel size requirements. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA, pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt the resolution to issue a notice of non-renewal for the subject property. Thank you.
Court, is there any correspondence?
No correspondence received at the clerk's level, but we did receive one of our letters notifying nearby property owners back as being undeliverable, and that was for a Jason and Tanya Larson, located in Van Nuys, but it came back as undeliverable, so okay. They did not get that notice.
All right. Is there presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies? Anything online?
Showing online.
Anything in-house? House. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anything online?
Shown none online.
Anything in-house? Nothing in-house. Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anything online?
Shown none online.
Anything in-house? Nothing in-house. Public comment. Online?
Shown none online.
In-house. Seeing nothing in-house. There's no rebuttal by proponents and no rebuttal by opponents. And we can close this hearing.
Correct.
Close the hearing, bring it back to the board. Questions from the board? I have a motion.
Sure.
Second? Second?
I'll move to approve.
I've got the motion. I just need a second.
I'll second.
Okay.
Just further discussion with regard to is there the opportunity to cure, I guess, the deficit in what information is required?
Absolutely. The non-renewal process takes 9 years.
Okay.
So anytime within those 9 years she would like to apply request from the board to rescind that notice for non-renewal, she can do that.
Okay.
Are there fees associated with that?
Right now, it's set up for it to go through the planning department to do an amendment. However, we are working with the clerk's office to maybe just have a recorded document. So it's something in process. We have to go through county council on that, of course. But it's something we're working on where they could just submit that in lieu of going through a planning project.
And would that apply to this case?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay. Good?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Vote. Alrighty. Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye. So, board and, I think we're down to board and staff reports. Anything by staff?
Nothing to report.
Board members? Supervisor Ogren, anything?
Just judged the chainsaw carving contest at the Spring Fest Sunday afternoon at the fairgrounds. That was impressive. There were lots of people there and 17 chainsaw carvers from around, I think, the country. That was a lot of fun. Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation dinner's coming up on Saturday. That's a big deal. You can still get tickets if you want.
Connect.
Oh, Golden State Connect Authority. What's going on with that? We had lots of money coming in still, and more projects in the works, and a lot more connections are starting to happen throughout the state. So broadband, big deal, still happening, and a lot of really good things coming out of that Joint Powers Authority. So stay tuned for more exciting broadband happening. here in the county as well. I'll call that good.
Okay. Supervisor Howe?
Yeah, a couple things. Most notable, I guess, is passing of a friend of mine that was Courtright, who was a pillar in our community in the western part of the county, who was the founder of the 7 Western Fire Safety Councils most recently. He is retired Forest Service. He worked for the chief of the Forest Service in Washington, D.C.
Is that Bruce?
Bruce. Mm-hmm. Passed last week. And there's probably more to follow than that. There will be a celebration of life coming up on his behalf. Great friend and colleague, and a big hole in my world with his passing. I taught 2 classes at the Aetna High School last week. First one on ag issues with the senior class, mostly water, some legislation affecting ag. Going on right now. And then the second class wanted to know more about representative local government and, because they don't get county government as part of their civics class. So I did an hour with them on what it meant to be represented at the county level, what the county authorities were, and how to make decisions, and told them how to get involved in their government. Later then attended the Board of Directors meeting for the Aetna High School Agricultural Program, which I've been a member of for 22 years. Steering them down the road, there's some battles going on with funding and the CTE programs at the high school levels and the continuance of those programs, which are critical for students like at in our remote high schools for them to compete across the state in a lot of venues. Of course, everybody recognizes they go to the fair, but beyond that, they earn credentials and then go on to their 4-year degrees in agriculture. So the program's pretty important. And that's about it for me.
Okay. I attended Rural County Representatives of California in Chico, the county of the chair. Supervisor Teeter hosted that meeting. 2 things came out of that that I think that we need to pay attention to. Mr. Smith will, I hope, appreciate this. Publication notices for local newspapers is... There isn't much on the rural county front, and it creates an inefficiency and a costly thing for counties that can't provide public notice timely. And so RCRC is actively working on trying to undo what newspapers long ago basically lobbied and got legislation that it has to go through them. So it's a new age and new technologies out there that can make this happen quicker, but RCRC itself came up against that publication process through the Golden State Natural Resources, and now they have a full understanding of what we have to go through, so stay tuned for that. We were also informed that 2,700 new bills have been introduced to the legislature for this coming year. Yahoo, and we heard earlier that even the one that Ms. Collard brought to us that, you know, that for DHS to have something implemented by the end of the year, yet 2,700 new bills could potentially come and affect more of government for Californians. So I'll leave it at that. We're going to go into closed session, which means you all will get to leave. But I want to thank Mr. Smith and his class for attending today. You're more than welcome to come back at any time. We're only here in, you know, well, you don't have much school left, do you? It's only another few weeks, so. But there's a new year, and so you can tell your juniors coming up that this was great to come to this, right?
And if okay, we're going to grab a real quick picture.
Okay. Sure. But before we do that, any questions from any of your students or Mr. Smith? I might as well open it up.
They're real shy now.
Oh, yeah. See, they'll go back to class quiet, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you again for attending. And where do you want us for?
Kind of, I think, right around this area.
But let's close the meeting first.
So yeah. We're going to go into closed session.
Yeah, I know, but I turn all my audio and stuff off.
We'll go into closed session, and then we'll take this picture. Is that all right?
That'll work.
So that'll shut you down and, okay.
Yep. All righty.